Hello, I am Neil Hughes Hutchings, Head of Health and Safety at After Athena Limited. I am back for another edition of my podcast. If you are unfamiliar with the format of my podcasts and blogs, then as a reminder, their purpose is to act as a starter topic for further discussion within your organisation, or to assist with improving compliance, or to allow workers to understand the specific topic being discussed. This month, I'm going to be talking about the term reasonably practicable. We see this term appear throughout many pieces of legislation, the most common one being the Health and Safety at Work, etc. Act of 1974. Section 2.1 of this Act states, it will be the duty of every employer to ensure, so far as is reasonably practicable, the health, safety and welfare at work of his employees. So what does reasonably practicable actually mean? It is a calculation of a control measure in terms of the reduction in risk, which can be the likelihood of the incident occurring, the consequence of an incident, or both, against the sacrifice in implementation that control measure. The sacrifice is in terms of time, effort, and money. The control measure must be implemented unless the sacrifice is grossly disproportionate to the reduction in risk. If you were to follow the guidance documents issued by the Health and Safety Executive or an industry governing body or association, then it is likely you are doing what is reasonably practicable. In simpler terms, we could say, if the risk of injury is very small compared to the time, effort, and money required to reduce it, then no action would be required. I'm going to give you two scenarios where this is better explained. If we take an office premises, doors in that premises may pose a risk of occupants trapping their fingers in the hinges of the doors. The risk could be reduced by installing finger guards on all doors. They would need to be installed by a competent person according to the manufacturer's instructions, and then once installed, they should be part of a periodic inspection to ensure they are free from obvious defects and that they are still fixed securely and in place. Typically, adults will be working in this type of premises. The likelihood of an adult accidentally or deliberately placing their finger in a door hinge is low. The consequence of injury would likely be a bruise. In this scenario, the sacrifice in terms of money to purchase them, pay someone to install them, the time to install them, and the effort to then inspect and check them is relatively high. When calculated against the already low risk, it can be said that in this scenario, it is not reasonably practicable to install finger guards. So in other words, the sacrifice is grossly disproportionate to the risk. On the flip side of this, let us take a primary school. The sacrifice does not change, but the risk does. Young children are much more likely to accidentally or deliberately place a finger in the hinge of a door. With younger children who have smaller fingers, the consequences are greater and the injury could be a broken bone or worse. With this risk calculated against the sacrifice, it can be said that in this scenario that the fitting of finger guards is reasonably practicable and so this control measure should be implemented. In other words, the reduction in the risk versus the sacrifice is not grossly disproportionate. So to summarise, reasonably practicable is the balancing of a control measure in terms of the reduction of risk against the sacrifice in implementing that control measure in terms of time, money and effort. I thank you for listening and goodbye.